this baby boy yet, even look who's coming. See? Look out the window. That's your sister. Come on. Walk on the window, please. Say hi, Betsy.
Hello, dear.
Wait a Betsy. Come on.
Hi.
Hello, dear. How was school? Don't trip.
What?
Nothing. Let it go. Did you see us waving at the window?
Yes, but I was running. Oh, I'm out of breath. Hi, Bobby. I thought it was going to be fun to have a brother, but he's so little, he's not much fun.
Oh, he will be. Get your coat off, yeah? What have you got there?
My report card.
Report card? Oh, let me see it. How did you do?
I don't know. I'm hungry. Can I have a cookie?
Do you want to say that again?
May I have a cookie, please?
Yes, just one. What are any grades on this? Just checks?
I don't know. That's the way they mark them.
Effort and work habits. Unusually good satisfactory improvement needed.
But everybody's all there. I don't know. The teacher just checks different things.
Academic achievement.
There's a letter there, too. The teacher said it explained.
Where? Oh, just a mimeograph letter. Oh, yes, it explains the marking system, I guess.
Isn't it fun, Mommy? My very first report card.
Yes, isn't it exciting? Except I don't understand it. Here, superior work is A, above average is B, average is C, below average is D, and unsatisfactory is E. Now, let's see, what did your teacher grade you on different things here? Reading, average. Average?
Is that good, Mommy?
Yeah, go get your cookie if you want one, dear. Eat it now so it doesn't spoil your dinner, honey. Hello? Oh, yeah. Late tonight? Oh, all right. Well, we'll go ahead and eat then, dear. Look, don't be too late. There's something we better discuss. Well, I haven't had a chance to really go over it, but I can see at a glance that we are in for a terrible shock. Betsy's first report card. Well, dear, you know how exceptionally bright we've always thought she is. Well, she's just average, dear, in everything.
Delinquency.
Well, good heavens, I thought you were going to be late for dinner.
Well, I was, but I changed my mind and canceled my appointment. Now then, what's all this about Betsy's report card? Let me see it. Have you got it? Where is it? What did you mean she's just average in everything?
The teacher has checked average on most of the things. Well, average is C. That's all, just C.
Well, look, I cannot believe that Betsy's just a C student. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, here's the report card, and don't talk too loud now, for goodness sake.
Oh, where is she?
Well, she's up in her room, but I don't want her to hear us discussing it. Close the swing door into the dining room.
Yeah, all right.
I've still got to fix the salad, anyway.
What, this? This is a report card? This enormous folder?
Yes. Open it up here. The marks are inside.
There aren't any grades on this.
Well, they don't grade by numbers or letters as such anymore, apparently. Now, this up here at the top, these are not grades. These checks simply show how Betsy is doing. Now, this section is called effort and work habits.
Oh, okay.
Now, there's just three ways of marking on this type. Unusually good, satisfactory, or improvement needed. You see that here?
Oh, yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Well, now, let's see. Effort to do one's best. Unusually good. Well, that's not bad. What's the matter with that? The best she can get.
I know. Keep on going.
Self-control. Satisfactory. What's self-control mean?
I don't know. Unless it means she doesn't have temper tantrums in the classroom, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, why did Betsy just get satisfactory for that? I mean, why didn't she get unusually good?
I don't know. She got five unusually goods. Effort to do one's best, promptness in completing work, neatness at desk and written work, and also unusually good in art and music.
Oh, well, I should think so. She certainly draws extremely well for 7 years old. I mean, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, well, seven and a half.
Seven and a half.
And she does sing well. I mean, I think she has a nice, sweet little voice, you know. Well, anyhow, she can carry a tune.
Carry a tune? She's got a darn good voice, that girl.
Well, she did get unusually good in that. But now, look here. Okay. She is only average, apparently, in self-control, attentiveness, and respect.
What does that mean?
Well, paying attention to the teacher, I suppose.
Oh, well, you know how kids are. They can't be expected at this age to toe the mark all the time.
Are you being indulgent?
No. Well, all right. I'll speak to Betsy about that. Go on.
Well, then she got only satisfactory in ability to get along with classmates, courtesy, and respect for property.
Look, I don't care for this kind of grading system at all. I don't get it.
I don't either. I want to know exactly how Betsy is doing, not approximately.
Yeah.
And anyhow, I cannot believe that any system of grading can be accurate that gives Betsy a C in arithmetic. Now, you know that Betsy is good in arithmetic.
Good? She's better than you are.
Now, look here. Arithmetic. Ability to solve problems. C.
Well, how could...
C.
A C?
Yeah, C.
Well, she's...
You see, these are the real marks down here. Now, this section is called academic achievement. Now they're graded.
See, in arithmetic, well, that teacher doesn't know what she's doing, obviously.
Now, there are five classifications. Superior, that's A.
Wait a minute. How many superiors did Betsy get? Let me see here. None?
No. That's what I was upset about.
You mean to tell me that Betsy's not listed as superior in anything?
No. Well, don't throw the report card on the floor. Now, let's go over
it. I mean, obviously, it doesn't mean a thing to that thing. It's certainly no true picture of Bessie's ability.
Well, it's the picture the teacher seems to have.
All right, who is the teacher? Huh? What kind of an education did the teacher have? What kind of mark was the teacher?
I don't know.
How about you mark her?
She looks as though she's just got out of school. She's very cute, and Bessie loves her.
Yeah, well, how cute she is beside the point. I'm probably the whole trouble. Certainly not very smart if you can't spot an exceptionally bright child like Bessie.
Well, now look at this. Now, you see what upset me. Bessie got 7 above average checks and 6 average check marks. Well, if above average is a B and average is merely a C, then if you average the above average with the average... Oh, I don't know why they don't mark with numbers like 87 and 93. Then you know where you are. Did you understand me?
Yeah, I guess so. If you average the B and C, you get either a C plus or a B minus.
That's right.
Well, I certainly think that Bessie is more than a C plus student.
Well, I do too. Or even a B minus.
Certainly. What does she get above average on? Huh?
Reading with understanding, reading with expression, spelling in assigned lessons, spelling in all written work, oral English and written English, and she's also above average in what they now call social studies.
What are they?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. It says here, quality of projects and written work.
Now, wait a minute. Did you say she only got above average in reading? In reading?
Yes.
In reading?
Yes, dear. Now, if there is one thing that Bessie excels in, I think...
You know. I mean, let's face it. Bessie is certainly superior when it comes to reading.
Well, I have always thought so. But apparently not. I mean, ever since I saw this report card and realized the teacher does not feel Bessie is superior in anything. I've been so mad, so shocked.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We are most certainly going to have a conference, not only with that teacher, but with the principal and the school board, if necessary.
Well, I don't know about that. Now.
You and I know that Bessie is superior in reading.
Well, maybe she isn't, dear. Maybe we just thought so. It's such a blow to find out the school doesn't think so. I mean, it's horrible to say, but maybe our Bessie is just average.
Okay. What time is dinner?
Pretty soon.
Wait a minute. How did Bessie compare with her other little friends?
I don't know. I haven't called any other mothers. I was, well, sort of ashamed that Bessie didn't do better in reading.
Call up Myra and see how her kid did.
Well, I hate to call Myra. Bessie didn't do any better than this poor Janet. Must be way below average. You know, she's a very pretty child, but she is certainly, you know, not very bright.
We know that, but call Myra and see how Janet made out. Then call Eleanor and find out about Mary Lou.
Well, Mary Lou is bright. She probably did better than Bessie. I hate to give Eleanor the satisfaction.
Call up and find out about the other report cards, because by golly, if they're as misleading and deceptive as Bessie's, we are going to form a committee and take our protest to the school board.
Yes, well, I don't blame you, Myra.
Hang up. You've been on that phone for half an hour.
Yes, I know, Myra. I'll call you back after dinner, Myra.
Hang up,
all right. Goodbye.
I doubt you know for exactly one half hour you've been...
You wanted me to phone. What? Well, Myra is furious, too. Janet only got satisfactory in music instead of unusually good, and Myra thinks Janet has a marvelous singing voice.
Oh, does she?
Well, it's sweet. Yeah. No, there's nothing unusual about it. And also, Janet got average in almost everything.
Janet got average? You mean that they put that kid in the same classification as our Bessie?
Yes. And Myra's mad because she feels Janet should have gotten above average in spelling instead of average. Well, now, there's no point in calling Eleanor. Myra called her. And Eleanor is furious because she feels that Mary Lou should have gotten unusually good instead of satisfactory in ability to get along with classmates.
She got unusually good in that? Whether that Mary Lou's picking a fight with somebody all the time?
I know.
Getting along with
that. Well, anyhow, I guess if you want to form a committee to protest to the school board, you'll have plenty of people who want to join you. Myra tells me that everybody she has talked to is fit to be tied. It's really pretty funny. Oh, dear. Let's have dinner and forget about it, I guess. Bessie! Janet!
Forget about it.
Of course, we're no different from other parents, dear. We all think our children are exceptionally bright, and we all make the mistake of expecting too much. Actually, when you come down to it, Bessie really did very well. B minus, which is about 90.
Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
You know it.
I guess you're right.
Be quiet. Now, here she comes. I don't want her to hear you.
Oh, honey. Bessie, come here, darling. Look, I want you to read something. Find a book or a magazine. No, here. Start reading this letter that came with your report card. I just want to hear you read. That's all, honey. All right. Go on.
Dear Pat.
Yeah.
This year, the elementary...
for you in reading for a second grader.
Dear, dear, I'll feed it. Betsy, go wash your hands, darling. Run along, darling. Wash your hands, darling. Why? You sound up for much
you say. Look, I don't care what you say or the school says or the teacher says. I know that my child is superior.
And you're all parents.
I don't care. I know she is. In reading, at least.
Come on, darling. Dennis.
Well, I don't care anybody. I know my child is exceptional. I just know it.